Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austrians went to the polls Sunday in a rerun election because the results of the first vote in June were annulled due to irregularities. The results could see the frontrunner Norbert Hofer of the anti-Islamist Freedom Party chosen, making him Austria's first far-right president since World War II. Analysts have said Sunday's race between far-right candidate Hofer and his opponent Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, was too close to predict in the hours before polls opened, with some polls showing Hofer slightly ahead. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Vienna.
The facing of campaign posters really symbolizes the anger that exists, the intolerance that exists on either side of the other. And so the hope that many voters are expressing is that beyond this election, Austrians can once again find some middle ground to move forward and to put their differences behind them, to work through them. There are voters who tell me that they are all for helping people who need it, and that the world can't just stand by and watch the people of Syria suffer. At the same time, a more reasonable plan has to be devised in order to be able to help the people while looking after the interests of ordinary Austrians.
That's Luis Ramirez in Vienna. Meanwhile, Italians are voting Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that could gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms for which the government has said would bring political stability in Italy. VOA News.